Hi there. The word for you today is, it's a sure thing. You say, what are you talking about? Well, Psalm 23 verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Let's break this scripture down. First, the words, surely goodness and mercy. People may disappoint you, but you know what? God's goodness and mercy are sure things. James 1:17 from the Phillips translation, listen to these words, with God there is never the slightest variation or shadow of inconsistency. Our devotion to God may falter, but his devotion to us never does. 2 Timothy 2:13, Paul writes, if we are unfaithful, he still remains faithful. Now, David the psalmist didn't say, maybe, or possibly, or I hope so, or I have a hunch. He said, surely. And that's a promise you can stand on. The next words are, shall follow me. That sounds like another promise God made to his people, doesn't it? Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Note the words, follow, come on, and overtake. In other words, you can't get away from them. God's goodness and mercy followed Jonah to the bottom of the ocean, Daniel into the lion's den, and John into exile, opening heaven to him. I ask you, stop and look back. Think of the scrapes God's brought you through, the messes he's helped you to clean up, the doors he's opened. And what do you see? Blessings you don't deserve, can't escape, and are new every morning with God. It's a sure thing. And then the last words, all the days of my life. Think of the days ahead and what do you see? Days at home, raising a family. Days in a dead-end job, struggling to get ahead. Days of loneliness and poor health. Days of caring for a sick loved one. Days of battling disappointment and depression. Listen to this promise. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness to provide and mercy to pardon. You'll never have a day without them.